Can I really run a business if I have ADD? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And this letter has been sitting in my inbox for over a week, so I'm really excited to dive into this listener question. So I'm just going to jump right in. Heather, for the past 2 years, I've been trying to build a passive income business. I learned about how people become an expert in certain topics and then build authority websites around those topics. The end goal of such sites is to build and fill affiliate income. One of my sites is a DIY auto repair, and I earn affiliate income when I recommend certain parts. I use YouTube for instructional videos and then link to my website. I do similar things for three other niche sites, and I'm making about $3,000 a month in income from these sites. I've done all of this simply as a weekend and evening warrior, as they like to say. I have a day job still. And looking at the income I've gotten only working part-time, I can see potential for making this a full-time job and an actual real business. However, I have ADD. I'm not an organized person. I start things and I don't finish them. I get an idea and suddenly I stop what I'm doing and chase that idea until I catch myself and go back to the original task. I've only been successful at this because it's a side project. I don't think I can replicate this success on a full-time basis. I would just sabotage my own success. I'm sure of it. I don't know what to do here. I can see how I can make this thing grow, but I don't think I'm the person to actually do it. I can't even pay my own bills on time, even though I use online billing and automatic bill pay. I'm a disaster with details, but I have good ideas. Any thoughts? What can I try? Yes, I have thoughts. Yes, I have thoughts. And the first thought I have is that you have to change the story you're carrying about yourself. ADD is an ADHD. Our struggles, you know, are defined basically for people who are unfamiliar as struggles with attention, staying on task, and distractibility. People who struggle with ADD and ADHD often are simply driven to distraction. And there's a leading book, I think, with that name. So here's the thing. If you have defined yourself as somebody who can't, if you're defining yourself by your limitations, you are going to remain limited, beginning, middle, and end. You have sort of set the path. You've created a self-fulfilling prophecy here, and you've defined your success as only possible because you only did it a little bit at a time. But that's the story you're applying to that version of events, because my story about this version of events is completely different. Because having already worked a full-time job, you are still able to stay on task, to learn about building affiliate sites, to learn about how you can become an authority in a specific niche, to record videos, upload them to YouTube, link them to your site, create affiliate income from that. That is speaking against the story you're telling yourself about yourself. Those facts, those specific, measurable, observable facts about what you are capable of with limited time and resources speak against the idea that you are incapable of running your own business. When we define ourselves by our limitations, we stay limited. When we recognize that we are limited, that we do have struggles, that we have sort of blind spots in our experience or in our personality that are going to get in the way of our success, we can move to the how, and we can go about figuring out how to solve those details. ADD, ADHD, it's such an overused word to describe a variety of symptoms. And I will tell you that a lot of times I struggle when I work with people. My background is mental health therapy, and I would work with people who have ADHD. And one of the biggest struggles is that back in the day when this diagnosis really became apparent in the early 90s and early 2000s, and everybody and their brother was getting diagnosed with this, people were being told, you can't do this. People with ADD can't. They're not going to be capable of. And that created this story that ADHD people and ADD people are limited in some way. What you struggle with is a tendency to move away away from task, to struggle with time-limited projects, to stay organized, and to remain focused. What you haven't seen and what you're not acknowledging is by identifying this as a side hustle for yourself and a side project, you have organized your skill set to be able to do those things. You have become successful in small, limited amounts of time to become productive, to become efficient, and to earn income from those tasks. That speaks directly against what you're talking about here in terms of your limitations. And I understand the insecurities that come from seeing your F-ups and your mistakes. It sucks if you can't pay a bill on time. If you have a system or a structure in place and that you feel like you've set yourself up to somehow fail. However, as Marie Forleo likes to say, everything is figure-outable. Once you know what your obstacle is, once you know what your struggle is, you can start to problem solve around it. So the first thing I want you to do is back up a little bit from this particular story you're telling yourself, because you're leading this story with I can't, I'm incapable, I would never be able to do it, I would bomb out, my success is conditional. So just shut down that noise for a second and listen to me, because what I want you to think about here is that you have yet to define a goal. You have yet to decide a specific vision and picture of what you actually want this side business to be, because you've already decided for yourself that you can't do it and that it's not possible. So I want you to put the pause button on the inner critic, and I want you to give yourself permission to daydream, to get crystal clear. If I gave you a crystal ball and I could remove all attention deficit difficulties you have, if I could guarantee that you would never get distracted, you would always stay on task, you would always have the right answers, what do you want this business to be? Who do you want to be? What kind of service do you want to offer? How do you want to make money? Give yourself permission to dream. It sounds like to me you haven't done that part, that you've decided that you don't get to have these dreams, that these are for other people who are more capable and able to function at a higher level than you. I want you to shut down that noise and get crystal clear on the goal. One of the reasons why ADD and ADHD people struggle so much is because they lose sight of the forest for the trees. They're so focused on individual tasks, or vice versa. They're so focused on the larger task that they can't see what's in front of them. So just quiet that down for a second and think about, if you just got to have what you wanted, what do you want? Do you want like 3 sites that are authority websites and expert sites? Do you want 10? Do you want to build out simply 1 website and make it gangbusters and super efficient and super productive? What do you want this to be? Then I would identify for yourself your strengths. Because you already know your weaknesses. You know where you don't stay on task. You know where you're not super organized. You know where you fall off the map occasionally. What are you awesome at? How were you able to learn all of this? How were you able to figure all of this out? People talk about building affiliate sites all the time and authority websites. Very few are able to make $3,000 a month from it. Most people are, you know, under 500 that I talk to sometimes. So how were you able to figure this out? How were you able to learn and study and retain that information? How were you able to make the plans? How did you learn about YouTube? All of the things that it sounds like from your letter you were taking for granted. I want you to look at them as your strengths. That is what you're bringing to the table. You are not bringing to the table a pile of weakness, a pile of inabilities, sort of a predetermined pile of failure. You are bringing some authority to this already. You've got like, what? You've got like $40,000 already a year that you're just making on side income. So that is a big freaking deal. So look at how you were able to accomplish that. Who did you go to for questions when you learned the answers? How did you retain them? Look at how you built this success so far. Then look at where you stumbled, where things took longer than they needed to, where you could have been more effective if you'd only known how to. Then look at the weak spots and give yourself permission to hold both your strengths with your weaknesses. You were not defined by your weakness, and you have to stop defining yourself by your weakness, because you are getting in your own way way more than the ADD or ADHD is. You have predetermined the story, and you and I together can write a new ending. Now, what I want you to think about is this is a skill set that you don't know how yet to work around. You now have a goal and a vision in theory. If you're allowing yourself to daydream, if you're allowing yourself to predetermine who you want to be and how you want to move through the world, and now you know the obstacles, and now you can figure out the how. One of the things that you may not be aware of is there are a lot of entrepreneurs who struggle with ADD. A lot of people who struggle with ADD are drawn to entrepreneurship because they're allowed to create their own hours. They're allowed to set their systems and schedules up for success without asking for a boss. And a lot of the people who struggle with ADD are largely creative, intuitive types who can see problems and find solutions because they live in that problem mindset so often as a result of their struggles. So there are a lot of things that people with ADHD and ADD are able to succeed at because of their obstacles, because of their struggles, and you just haven't yet tuned into that. Now I want you to get clear on the how. And one of the things you're going to need to do is learn how other people with ADHD do it. Because if you think about it, I just heard a story. I wish I knew the name offhand, but somebody climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with no limbs. So this idea that you can't do something because you're limited is just nonsense. It's stories we tell ourselves. We have to figure out the how. There's an entrepreneur that I'm familiar with. His name is Nicholas Rizzo. His website is thestrivenlife.com, S-T-R-I-V-E-N life.com. And he coaches entrepreneurs who struggle with ADHD and ADD. He has a community on Facebook of other entrepreneurs who have this struggle. And I think he'd be a great resource for you. So I would definitely look him up. And then I would do a little Google search on your own, because clearly you're able to research. Clearly you're able to problem solve and learn new things. So I would do a little bit of research about how do ADHD strugglers solve problems? How do they get out of their own way? How do they stay distracted? How do they stay focused when they're struggling with distraction? How do they solve the problem? Because that's the best way to learn. Now, with my mental health therapy background, I could go into all kinds of cognitive behavioral therapy techniques that I've used when I work with people with ADHD, but I actually don't think that's your problem. My guess is you know what you could be doing. My story about you, just from your letter and reading your success you've already achieved, is you're getting in your own way and you've determined that you can't. So I'm not going to waste your time with CBT techniques, because my guess is you already know some of them. But I need you to start looking at other role models, other people with ADHD who have it figured out. Nicholas Rizzo and his community are a great place to start. But I also want you to just do a little Google search and see other people who have been writing about this, who've been blogging about it and talking about it, because you need to see how you're no different, how this is absolutely positively possible for you as well. You can't define yourself by your limitations, because that's a box you'll never get out of until you decide to break the walls down. And that's really what you need to do here. I think you need to change the story about what you're capable of, and not in the kumbaya, you can do it, just believe in yourself way, but look at like the specific measurable, observable facts in front of you. Giving up nights and weekends, you have built a $40,000 a year business. That is nothing to sneeze at. And you've been able to do that with ADD. What you're telling yourself that you somehow can't double that, triple it, quadruple it, is just nonsense. It's a story you've created for yourself, and it's entirely based on nonsense. So get yourself some help. Get services like, you know, systems in place, look at what other people have been implementing for themselves, and then just go and get to it. Because the only way you're really, truly going to change this story isn't by reading how other people have done it. It's by doing it yourself. And you've already proven yourself capable. You just need to prove yourself capable to yourself. I'm so glad you reached out. I hope that this answer helps. I hope it gives you a sense of direction and a sense of hope and a sense of possibility. And I hope we're changing the ending to your story right now. Thanks so much for writing in. I'm sure it wasn't an easy question to ask, but I totally have your back in this. I totally believe in you, and I know you can do it. Thanks so much, too, for everyone listening today. If you have a question that you'd like my two cents on, or if you'd like me to coach you directly on the show and really dive deep into the struggle you're having and get into the nitty-gritty details, I would absolutely love the opportunity to do that. You can find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.